That's right. It's your boy, man. It's your boy, Cat Daddy, man. We live on the air. You already know what it is. What it do? About to get it down tonight. It's about to go down. Hey, what it do? You live on the air with your boy, Cat Daddy. What it do? DJ Cast Bass calling in here. You already know what it is. Hey, it's about to go down like usual. Hey, from start to finish. Got new music playing. Like always, what it do?
What up, cuz?
What up with
you? I can't call nothing right now. I hear my homeboy Legend out there right now. I'm saying, you playing his music right now?
No, not yet. We're going to have him on here in about 30 minutes.
All right, then, cuz. All right, then. I'm down here at GA, representing GA a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But, shoot, I'm call right back in a few and stuff. Let me check on a little situation and stuff. But, you know what I'm saying? I had to come call, show my homeboy some love and stuff.
For sure. All
right, then, cuz.
One. Hey, what it do?
Yo, it's your boy DJ Casper Banks in the building, man. Shout out to the Carolinas, North and South, Cat Daddy, Underground Talk Radio. Man, it's an honor to be out here hanging with you tonight, man. Salute.
Salute, you already know. Hey, they already feeling for Legend. He ain't even got here yet.
Yeah, man, that's what it do, man. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to him, man. We ain't even had a chance to formally introduce my man, man. Hey, and also shout out to GA too, man. You know what I'm saying? I definitely appreciate my homeboy, my mans that just called in, man. I love when artists, supporters take time out of their busy schedules to call in and support their people.
For sure. Yeah, it takes a lot. Hey, it takes a lot for them to get on this radio. So when they call in to support them, that's big for them.
You already know, man. It's definitely big, man. Hey, we got a big show going on tonight, man. We got some real nice artists coming through here, man, and they all doing their thing.
They all fine. Got Joker King, he coming through here tonight. Hey,
Representing Florida.
You just heard Joker King, Legend people just called. Hey,
yeah, man. That's Mississippi right there, man. You know what I'm saying? Straight Street ENT.
So, hey, it's about to go down.
Oh, yeah, man. Hey, man, you know it always go down on Wednesday nights here in the Carolinas, Cat Daddy.
Yeah, it always go down. We always hit them with a good show.
Yeah, man, most definitely, man. But, you know, shout out to all the listeners. Shout out to everybody that's tuning in to us weekly. You know what I'm saying? We always try to bring that heat for you. You know what I'm saying? We got a lot of good things coming up this year, you know what I'm saying? So y'all stay tuned in, man. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Make sure they tune in too. If you got hot artists, you know what I'm saying, people that you know that's hot artists, something to get at my man's Cat Daddy, something to get at your boy, Coast to Coast Mixtape DJs, DJ Casper Banks, you know what I'm saying? I got that 24-hour service for you. Man, Cat Daddy, we stay working, don't we?
And we stay working 24/7.
24/7, man. Tell them who we do it for, though.
Hey, we do it for the artist. Hey,
yeah,
man. Like I always say, if I don't blow nobody up off this radio, I ain't doing my job.
Hey, straight up, fam. You know what I'm saying? It's more than radio, man. I know you got a mixtape coming out real soon, too.
Yeah, big project. Street Coalition Volume 1. We finally putting it together. Hey, just waiting on a couple more artists. We're gonna have that together.
Uh-huh, yeah, man. That sounds like it's about to be pretty major, man.
Yeah, it's about to be real major. Some fire music coming out. Hey, I can't wait for it.
Straight up, fam. Hey, same thing here, man. Salute to everybody that's rocking with that Music's Most Wanted, all the way from the people that's supporting the project, all the way to the artists that's involved with the project. Music's Most Wanted Volume 1 is successful. Volume 2, that's successful. If you don't have those, go check out coasttocoastmixtapes.com. Go to DJs, type in Binks, that's B as in boy, H as in Henry, Inks. You know what I'm saying? DJ Casper Binks gonna pop up. You click on that right there, and then, you know what I mean? Music's Most Wanted Volume 1 and 2. Make sure you get that. They all hot. I got some of the hottest artists from all over the country that I personally rock with. You know what I'm saying? It's banging all the way from the first song to the last song on both of them. And then Volume 3 is definitely on the way too, Cat Daddy.
Yeah, I can't. I know Volume 3 about to be crazy.
Man, Volume 3, man, you know what I'm saying? My team, man, I got a team that listen to all the music, man, you know what I'm saying? You got to be hot to get on that mixtape. And the artist that's making the cuts for that project is definitely banging. As a matter of fact, salute to all of the countries that's rocking with us besides the United States, man. You know, United States, you know we love y'all. But shout out to everybody that's overseas. As a matter of fact, Cat Daddy, today, man, something major happened, man.
Well, hey, what was that? What was that?
Man, look, man, we got a banging artist out of the UK that joined the project, man. You know what I'm saying? He jumped on with us, and now that thing about to go crazy, man. I mean, it was going crazy before he even came in. So, look, I'm going to tell you a couple places that's rocking with us on this Music's Most Wanted Volume 3. We got California. We got New York. We got Florida. We got the UK. We got the Carolinas. You know I rock with the Carolinas. Man, we got some banging music about to be on this thing, man.
Okay. Hey, I know you got Australia. You get Australia on now?
Man, I can't say yet, man. I can't say yet, bruh. But we do got the UK, man. We do got the UK. We definitely need Australia. If y'all listening, make sure y'all hit me up. Matter of fact, hit up my man Cat Daddy, too. Get on that Street Coalition, too, man. You know what I'm saying? This is for everybody. The projects that we putting together are for everybody. You know what I'm saying? Not just one group, not the neighborhood, not the city, not the state. It's for the world. So make sure y'all holler at both of us. Get at us. Cat Daddy, what's your Twitter?
Hey, Cat Daddy Mars. Cat Daddy Mars. M-A on Cat Daddy spelled like you said. K-A-T-T-A-D-D-Y. M-A-R-S.
Okay, okay. You can also catch me at DJ Casper Binks. And that ain't, you know what I'm saying, the normal, like you think you would spell Casper, man. There's only one DJ Casper Binks, just like there's only one Cat Daddy Marshall. But anyways, the way you spell this is at DJ K-H-A-S-P-E-R-B-H-I-N-K-S.
You're fine.
That's just in case they ain't know, Cat. That had a, sometimes you gotta break it down for them, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sometimes you need to break it down, but hey, you need to be getting that one of the two. Good thought.
What you mean? Already know, man. You know what I'm saying? You know we out here grinding, man. Everything is for the artist, man. Listen, I'm gonna tell them like this, man. Stop rocking with them fakes and them snakes and come rock with the real, you know what I'm saying? You know, we the realest out here doing it, man. I mean, I think it's something about these K's, man. Everybody that I run into that's rocking with, you know what I'm saying, they got a name with the K, you know what I'm saying, or something like that, they real, you know what I'm saying? So, hey, trust the K's.
Trust the K's. Can't no fail with the K's.
Yeah, man, you can't fail with them, you know what I'm saying, all the way from Cat Daddy to DJ Casper Binks, man, you know what I'm saying? Straight up, we get it in, man. But other than that, man, you know, what's going on out there in the Carolinas, man?
The Carolinas, they putting it on for the Carolinas. The Carolinas got some big things popping off. We shout out my boy Bird. He's doing this thing down in South Carolina. He's trying to get on his grandma. Both heck, or at least the tent across out the home. Observe his whole team, he got, but he got, Charlotte, you know, A-R-E, can't forget about them, they got big things. Hey, my boy, look, Birdie Black, I died, Fayetteville, they doing their thing. They can't forget about the big was single. Hey. And shouts out to okay, give me a
hey y'all, shout out to everybody that's tuned in right now. My man Cat Daddy Mike, you know what I'm saying, he having a little bit of technical difficulty with that thing, but you know what though, we still got this bomb show lined up for you. You know what I'm saying, we got a ton of good artists coming through. You know what I'm saying, aside from that, man, I definitely heard him shout out Dirty Black. You know what I'm saying, shout out to Fayetteville. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to, you know, Mob City. Shout out to everybody that's tuned in right now. We salute you.
Yeah, shout out to everybody that they're tuned in. Mob City. David Champion. ARE. Azure. South Carolina, North Carolina. You already know what it is.
Man, you already know what it is, man. Definitely got to shout out ARE. Salute to y'all. Shout out to Mo Crane, Mr. Promo Everywhere, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Straight Street ENT. I definitely got a shout out Miss Chantel, you know what I'm saying? She always bringing through them high artists. You know what I mean? Matter of fact, she introduced me to another one the other day, man. He definitely banging too. Hopefully I get to introduce him to the world real soon. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Tragedy, you know, out there in Philly, you know, he doing his thing. You know what I'm saying, man? You know, just got to shout out everybody that be showing love, man. Definitely got to shout out Black Boy out there in Alabama, man. Hey, he definitely rock with us real heavy, man.
Yeah, shout out to Black Boy. Hey, he called Black Boy Magic. Hey.
You already know, man. You know what I'm saying? He out there grinding. He got that good music going down. You know what I'm saying, man? Hey. Man, we ride with so many people, man. We get shout-outs all night, man. Definitely got to shout-out OG Double. He doing his thing. Salute to my man Mike Nice. You know what I'm saying? He just had a track that premiered on ESPN.
Yeah.
And I got to say that again. Salute Mike Nice, because he just had that track that aired on ESPN, man. Doing big things, man.
Doing big things. Hey, shout-out to AOG. I ain't forgot about you. It's so many. So many cats, we be right here shouting out everybody. We be shouting out all night.
All night, man. Definitely got to shout out B10, iClubHere.com.
Yeah, iClubHere.com, they doing big thing. Mem10, Block Hall.
Yeah, man. Speaking of Block Hall, everybody, make sure y'all tune in next week. We're going to have Block Hall right here with us, Mem10. Right here with us, you know what I'm saying? He definitely doing big things out there, man.
He definitely doing it. He doing it real big. Hey, he keep me with some new fire over here. So
man. I'm loving that new track he got out, man. You know, he got the new single with the video and all that, man.
Yeah, that joint. Hey, that joint a certified banger.
Yeah, man. Matter of fact, man, I ain't gonna lie, man. That thing been stuck in my head all day long, man.
Okay, we about to get it to you right now then.
You know I'm ready, let's get it.
Mem10, Block All NT, what it do?
Salute.
Turn up, I got too much going on,
Hey, turn up.
I came up from nothing, did a lot of things myself.
I got too much going on,
could be worried about someone else.
I said I came
did a lot of things myself.
I got too much going on,
to be worried about someone else.
I got too much going on,
I got too much going on.
I said I came up from nothing, did a lot of things myself.
I got too much going on,
to be worried about someone else.
So many folks that depend on me. If you take me out the picture, I wonder where they would be. Look at saying when my daughter look up to me as a role model. My youngest saw me being gone, cause I had to bend it like a ball. We take it trips out of town and try to bring my squad on every show, just to get them off the hood and show them things they seen before. I give them memories to look back at, take a moment to get away from the strain. My eye life might not be the best, compared to the next you still TV. But every day I wake up, turns up, ain't nothing changed. I've been the same way before I got the industry. I just never said their name on it, cause I'm only folks to remember.
time for me, not for who I was signed with. Cause at the end of the day, for me, that you turn up. I came up from nothing, did a lot of things myself. I got too much going on to be worried about someone else. I said I came up from nothing, did a lot of things myself. I got too much going on to be worried about someone else. I got too much going on. 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 I said I came up from nothing, did a lot of things myself. I got too much going on to be worried about someone else. I'm still out here doing me and taking care of family. Selling CDs at my club and getting paid for my show. Doing features with industry artists up there, my ringtone. And the way folks been buying games, I'm trying to get a piece of that. Xbox, PlayStation, Nintendo, money. I got music lined up for days, cause that's just how I was raised. Never depend on someone to do something I can't do myself. I've been rapping all my life, I can't give up. I don't know nothing else. Ain't enough time in the day for me to grind. That's why I stay turned up. I don't never turn down. I motivate and educate my folks, even though I know some gon' hate. I'm a continue being a leader in this game and demonstrate. I came up from nothing, did a lot of I got too much going on to be worried about someone else. I said I came up from nothing, did a lot of things myself. I got too much going on to be worried about someone else. I got too much going on. 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 I said I came up from nothing, did a lot of things myself. I got too much going on to be worried about someone else. Who knows, one day they might say you're 10 the greatest in the game. Doing shows in Richmond, Maine. He put on for the city, motivated folks to get about their business. Took care of his wife and kid, he played it bad and kept it real. Won't just type this down, nobody. Always helping folks come up. He never asked no one for anything, was always giving back. Block Hall Music Awards, Apollo Night, he started that. Help artists shop for single deals and prepare them for the industry. I always picture that he would be on top. He had the business mind to match the talent. Always told him once the right person hear him, then it's a wrap. Now look, he done took off. He still rapping Block Hall. Who turns up? I love my nigga. I came up from nothing, did a lot of things myself. I got too much going on to be worried about someone else. I said I came up from nothing, did a lot of things myself. I got too much going on to be worried about someone else. I got too much going on. 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 I came up from nothing, did a lot of things myself. I got too much going on to be worried about someone else.
Bang, certified banger right there. And the colorings are going crazy.
Hey, and they got good reason to, man. You know what I mean? Salute to everybody that's calling in right now. Definitely, man, salute to Block Hog. You know what I'm saying? Salute to my man Myth 10, man. That's a hot track right there, man. I got too much going on to be worried about somebody else, man. That go for all of you people that's too busy watching everybody else grind, ain't paying attention to your own.
For sure, for sure. Going to the car line right now, see what's going on. Hey, what it do? You got him on the L with Cat Daddy, DJ Casper Banks.
What up, Casper Banks? What's going on, man? What it do, man?
What up, who this?
This your boy, King of Kings from Mississippi. I want to send a shout out to my boy, Legend, Mr. 200.
You already know, man. Yeah, man. Legend definitely a real dude, man. Salute, Legend. You know, salute to you for calling in, man.
Oh, yeah, man. That's my homeboy from Jump Street, man, from youth, man. I'm talking about, man, he's like a brother to me, man. I'm just glad that he able to represent Mississippi and also out there representing the United States for what he's doing, man.
Hey, most definitely, man. We definitely appreciate you calling in Underground Talk Radio. Salute to the host, Cat Daddy, co-host. It's your boy, DJ Casper Banks. We in the building, man. We definitely appreciate you. And matter of fact, man, Legend should be coming through in about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
All right, man. All right, when my boy come in, man, I'll give you a call back, man.
Please do, man. We definitely welcome you and everybody else, man. We appreciate the support for Legend, man. Straight up.
For sure. Salute, man. Appreciate the support. Hey, he got the call lines going crazy. Hey, what it do? You on the line with Cat Daddy and DJ Casper Mains. What it do?
We definitely appreciate you calling in. Call back.
So much go on.
Hey. You already know, man. You know what I mean? Hey, my man's got a lot of supporters. He definitely be working hard, man. He was working hard. You know, a lot of, you know, he told a lot of people about his interview tonight, man. You know what I'm saying? To everybody that comes through for these interviews, make sure you let your people know. You know what I mean? If, you know, if you're serious about what you're doing, you know, let the world know about it.
Yeah, for sure, because it only help you more. It help you a whole lot more, cause when we ship these interviews out, we chop them down, put them on YouTube. Hey, when they see your supporters right there with you on YouTube, that make it a whole lot more better.
Yeah, not only that, you know what I'm saying, when we got these cats that come in, they like, hey, Cat Daddy, I'm loving this artist right here, you know what I'm saying, but you know, how does numbers do? You gotta have something to tell them.
Gotta have something to tell them. Yeah. Hey, gotta have something to tell them. Gotta have something to show them. So, hey, with my call guys blowing up like this, hey, that's something to show for.
You already know, man. You know, hey, definitely, man. We definitely appreciate everybody coming through, man. Hey, if you don't know, now you know. Go get that Music Smokes Wanted Volume 1 and 2.
Volume 1, Volume 2. Volume 3 is on the way.
It's on the way, man. Definitely. As always, you will never forget that Cat Daddy and DJ Casper Banks took you out the country. Australia, salute. Bahamas, salute.
Yeah, salute the Bahamas. Salute Australia. Moss Gang. Hey, Dollar Boy. Hey, Dollar Boy say, Wiz Khalifa had it messed up over there, didn't he?
Yeah, man. You know, he said they had that, you know, that Bam City.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
You know what I'm saying? He said they was chopping that grass up. You know what I mean? Giving them that fake out.
Yeah.
I don't know. Wiz Khalifa? I don't know, man. You know what I'm saying? Tell the truth, man. Is that really was or what? What's up?
Yeah, we need to know. Hey, we need to know. Gotta get on find Wiz Khalifa real soon and ask him, well, hey, you got somebody in the Bahamas, say, like, you lying on them.
Yeah, man, straight up, man. I'm gonna tell you straight up, man. I have heard a lot of people tell me that ain't true. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, because I got people that just recently came from over there out of the Bahamas, and they told me that wasn't true. So I don't think I believe it.
Man, I don't believe it neither. Hey, these four guys is going crazy.
Man, that's what we like, man. Definitely, man. We appreciate y'all coming through. We definitely got a blazing show for you.
Yeah.
I know my man Legend is about to turn up.
Yeah, Legend about to turn up big time. Hey, what it do? You on the line with Cat Daddy DJ Casper Rain. What it do?
Since they ain't able to get it out.
Yo, this is boy LaBreeze. He know what it is.
Okay.
And we've been putting it. Yeah, we've been putting that thing down ever since me and him was over in Iraq, man. We had the studio set up, and my boy was over there going hard. You know what I mean? And he represent that Mississippi to the fullest. So I just want to give him some love tonight.
For sure, man.
All right, man. Definitely stay tuned, man. He be coming through in about the next 5 minutes, man.
Next 5 minutes, they finish for Legend. They finish for Legend.
Hey, straight up, man. My man's be grinding, man. I'm telling you. And aside from that, I definitely got to take this time to shout out Mississippi, man. The whole entire region. We definitely rocking with y'all. I've been rocking with y'all for a long time. Matter of fact, you can catch some Mississippi artists on Music's Most Wanted Volume 1. all the way from Split Seed to Cobra to my man T Wiz, he on that thing. You know what I'm saying? I actually go get that that Split Seed NYC mixtape. I hosted that. I definitely rock with them. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we out here, man. We, you know, Mississippi stand up.
Yeah, Mississippi stand up. Shouts out Split Seed too. They did their thing last week.
Yeah, man. Hey, you know what? That Evil Watches is a banger, but that Slumdog feel is too.
Yeah, both on, certified banger. I think I like that Slumdog feel the best though. I think we
about to go to that, you know, show Mississippi a little bit of love, man.
Yeah, we about to throw to that right now as we wait for Reggie to walk right in here.
He about to get it in, man. Salute to everybody, all the way from Legend to Split Seed to Mississippi. Stand up, man. We love y'all.
It's that Slumdog feel right here.
Like, a lot of niggas talk about real life and hard life, but we really live that shit for real. Like, they don't never understand what we've been through, man. Like, we still had us, though. To all the hard times, we had family, you know what I mean?
I remember when I was flat dead broke, wasn't giving in. No women friends, just me and my six brothers and my twin. Living in the gutter in the den, but that was back then. Now I was back to back or accent. Never did talk, I was always about to action. Had to go get it, I was never with the asking. Now I'm making money with my passion. Came from the bottom down right, I'm going flaccid. Fuck trying to stash it, can't take it in the casket. Live it all up, some turn in the gases. School of hard knock, I'm the head of my classes. I remember when dead broke, now I'm head to the bank with the check. Trying to cash it. No more asking what we want, we can have it. Doing kind of good for the slum dog savage. Disappear off the hood, we did it with no magic. I said we disappear off the hood and did it with no magic. Not only got the slum dog feel, not only got the slum dog feel. The real life niggas that really get it for real. Not only got the slum dog feel, not only got the slum dog feel. You niggas say you live it, but we lived it for real. We lived it for real. Now where should I start? Should I start? I kids killing kids, ripping families apart. A child without a dad, growing up without a heart. Banded by a mom, and never had a start. So this is to my goons, my niggas with the rifles. My niggas upstate, doing time with the lifers. We fighting for a change, and we need you as a fighter. I'm doing real good for a slum dog. Take a step back, get a glimpse of it all. Could you imagine that I did it with nothing at all? I went from a hand-me-down to niggas try to hand me pounds. But now they paying grand just to see me clown. But haters paying more just to see me down. But I've been down so long, I feel under the ground. Champagne for the pain, try watering down. The campaign getting late, they start hoarding around. I'm sorry, Lane, you gotta be a G. So please keep it moving, cause it ain't nothing to see. So please keep it moving, cause it ain't nothing to see. Yeah. I don't even got the sound dog feel. I don't even got the sound dog feel. The real life niggas that really get it for real. I don't even got the sound dog feel. I don't even got the sound dog feel. The real life niggas that gon' get it for real. Ah, gon' get it for real. I don't even got the sound dog feel. I don't even got the sound dog feel. Ah. We living on bottle. Tryna climb to the top. Overground with the hustle, don't stop. Hover ground with the hustle, don't stop. Allah walk with us. While we going on this journey. While we walking through the journey. Ah, I only got the slum dog feel. I only got the slum dog feel. Nigga, we for real.
That slum dog feel right there.
Man, overgrind with the hustle don't stop, man. I feel that all the way, man. That's some of my theme music. I tell y'all all the time, man. It's my theme music.
Hey, that's the theme music for real. I love that. Hey, I love that joint. Certified banger.
Oh, yeah, man. They definitely always give me something that I can vibe with, man. You know what I mean? Hey, shout out to Flint, Michigan, too, man. Y'all definitely... Hey, real supporters, man. As y'all can see, we had Hood from Split C. He stopped through not long ago, man. He turned up too, man. He had a ton of supporters all the way from Mississippi to Flint, Michigan. And here in Mississippi go again. T-Wiz turned up from Mississippi when he came through too.
And this a legend about to turn up right now. Hey, what it do?
Man, what's happening, bro?
What's happening, bro?
Man, y'all got it, man. What's good, though?
Nothing much, man. You the man they waiting on.
Yes, sir, man.
What they want.
Yeah, you already know, man. Hey, salute to you, legend. We definitely appreciate you, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, as my man Cat Daddy always let him know, welcome to the Carolinas.
Yeah, welcome to the show. For sure, man. Hey, before we get started, man, go ahead and put that contact information out there for
them. Oh, yeah, they already know what time it is. If you want to hook me up on Facebook, hey, it's on facebook.com/ dr.legend662. You can check me out on that, Piff. Mixtape Off the Porch Volume 1. You can check me out on soundcloud.com. Mr.200%. You know, of course, I'm on Reverb Nation. Same thing, Mr. 200%. You can find me on YouTube, Dr. Nathan 662. And of course, man, you can hit me up on Twitter at Mr. 200%. That's at Mr. 200 PERCENT.
Okay. Hey, what you got going on right now, lady?
Man, right now, we got major music we're working on. Of course, we're about to drop Mississippi Volume 1 on the 31st of this month. We're working on the Mississippi Takeover. That's going to be shortly after. And then, of course, I got to hit it with that Off the Porch Volume 2 that's going to follow the Mississippi Takeover. So we got works, man, all the way up until the summertime. And that's just, we just turning up, you know, so. It's just going to get bigger and better. You know, every time we drop something, you know, it's just going to do better. So we definitely going to get the streets what they're looking for. You know, giving them the real life stories. You know, that's what we about. You know, we ain't about that,
sure.
You know, that make-believe stuff. You know what I'm saying? We're going to give you something that you can relate to.
For sure. Hey, that's what you want to hear, the real life story. Hey, don't want to hear no make-believe. Hey.
Oh, nah.
Hey, I could turn on a video game for some Maple Leaf.
Already, you know what I'm saying?
Straight up, man. Hey, so they call you Mr. 200%, man. What's the 200% stand for?
Man, like I tell the people, man, that mean I'm double real. I mean, point blank. You know what I'm saying? Anybody playing that real, but your action got to show. And if you listen to my music, you know, anybody that know me, you know, being the humble guy that I am, they'll back it up 100%. So I say, you know, I got to double that, so. That's how I came over with Mr. 200%. Like I said, once again, it means because, you know, I keep it double real with everybody.
Yeah, you say you giving them a double shot, Cat Daddy.
They a double.
That's what's up.
A double shot on the rocks. For real.
Hey, you know, how they want to call it, you know? Hey.
Hey, however you want to take it. You want to take it on the wall so you can take it straight. It don't
you
matter.
Know, hey, you going to recognize yourself. You feel me?
You already know, man. So. We've been throwing it out there nonstop,
right.
Man. We've been shouting out your area all night, man. But we want you to, man. You know, tell us a little bit about where you from.
Man, I'm deep in the Delta, you know what I'm saying? By the way, I rolled up Fort Mississippi, you know what I'm saying? The small town, you know. But it go down, you know what I'm saying? So as you can see, man, we getting known more and more, you know, because it's a lot of talent around. You know, it just, you really need more motivation, though. You know what I'm saying? So. Because, I mean, like I said, the talent is crazy, like, hands down, you know. So that's why every time I go back to the hood, you know, I talk to the people, you know what I'm saying, and just try to get them some encouragement, you know, and let them know, hey, whatever your dream is, you know, make sure you chase your dream. Don't let nobody stop you. You know, if anything, when somebody try to, you know, belittle you or down you, that's when you should grind harder. You got to show them, like, no matter what, can't nobody stop me. And that's just how you got to feel, especially, you know, in this day and time. You know, cause stuff's so crazy, man. So you just gotta grind hard, and you gonna shine hard.
For sure. Hey, that's how you gotta do it. You gotta grind hard, or you gonna shine hard. And you ain't got no shows or nothing set up.
at this current time, man, you know, because I'm out here in Virginia now, so it's just, I just got to get out and meet the right people, you know, because honestly, man, like, I be in the studio so much, man, like, honestly, like, I wake up to go to the studio, you know what I'm saying, come home from work to go to the studio, so now I'm about to actually, you know, get out and, you know, get out to the clubs and stuff, and, you know what I'm saying, just go ahead and, you know, show them what it is, and, you know what I'm saying, when I go up there and do my thing, because I haven't done none yet, though, but it's going to happen. It's 2013. It's takeover.
Most definitely. When was it that you realized that you wanted to be a musician?
Well, man, I used to sing, you know what I'm saying, when I was younger, way before I joined the military. You know, so I always been musically inclined, but like I said, man, I think I wrote my first rap, man, I want to say like 2007, man, me and my boy D-Boy. Right now, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to him. He in Kuwait right now, you know, serving for our country and whatnot. And we were just in the barracks one day on some, man, let's do some music type stuff. And I'll never forget, my first song was called Do My Thing. And that's still what I'm doing now, you know. And but I really didn't take it serious. You know, I wrote songs here and there, but I took it serious when we, my last deployment, when I was in Georgia. You know, of course, we went to dang on Iraq. And that's when I started taking it serious, man, because I built me a booth, man. I got me some wood and stuff, you know, in my room in Iraq, and I got me a little foam and stuff, and, man, that's when I started going live. Me and my partner, D. Fryson, my boy, Lil Briggs, that called in earlier, and, you know, another one of my partners, Clary, you know, so, and that's where it started. And, like, I started spitting, like I said, really going to recognize yourself. So when I started spitting, I know that people be like, man, when you going to bring something else? Because if it wasn't real, it's not going to recognize nothing. So, of course, when you're getting feedback, like, man, what's up? You know, hey, this music going. Of course, you gotta give the people what they want. So I started taking it serious, you know, around 2009, 2010. And we did like 2 or 3 mixtapes in Iraq. You know, we just passed them out in country and stuff like that. And when I got back, you know, I did a little investment, you know, so I buy my little studio equipment and stuff like that. And, you know, getting in here, you know, learning how to do stuff myself, you know, because ain't nothing like doing your own stuff. Because when you go to a studio, you know, you got to wait on people. And, you know what I'm saying, like, it ain't always sometimes how you want it. But that's just how it comes when you're waiting on somebody else. That's why I advise anybody to make that investment, you know, and get your own stuff. And, you know, spend them extra hours, because in the long run, it's only going to help you. And so I put out my first mixtape that was actually on the internet, which was at Octopus Volume 1. And, you know, I still got people screaming at me now, man, when you going to give me a CD? So I won't send them like I did this time, because I supposed to send it out to a whole lot of people, you know, or whatever, because I guess a lot of people don't be on the computer and stuff like that. So, of course, like I said, I want to keep my fans happy. I got to keep them happy. So if it takes me going out, you know, mailing them a CD or whatever the case may be, that's just what type of person that I am, and that's what I'm going to do, you know, because if things go well, you know, and it just keeps expanding, then you think about little stuff like that. Just say, I helped out, you know what I'm saying, some of my fans by delivering them a CD. Then they're going to ride with you, you know what I'm saying, to the end. Ain't no turning that around.
That's what make you 200%.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm telling you, that's what I'm saying.
Hey, Cat Daddy, I ain't going to lie, man. I ain't never heard an artist say anything about mailing somebody a CD.
No,
yeah, that's
not
what you got to do, though, man, you know.
First time I ever heard
that. Just show that you're loyal to your people too at the same time.
For sure, for sure. Hey, we about to let you get at some of your people, because this call line is going crazy. Everybody beeping in.
Oh yeah, man. Yeah, let them show me some love, man. They know I'm gonna get right back to it. So that's why they do it.
For sure.
Salute to them.
What it do? You on the line with Legend, Cat Daddy, and DJ Cash with Bank.
Y'all out there?
In January 31st, make
what
sure y'all...
For sure. What it do? Hey. You want to just listen in, don't press 1, because if you press 1, it's going to beep and you coming into my call log.
You already know, man. You know what I mean? So who we got next?
Hey. This line is going crazy. Hey, what it do? You on the line with Legend, Cat Daddy, and DJ Cash for Banks.
What's good, man?
What's good, man?
Yeah, Mississippi, man. Called in from Big Cuz. That nigga Legend. Showing love from the ship, man.
What up, cuz? This is cuz Dre calling from the A-Town, man.
Man, what it do, fam?
Man, what's going on with you? I'm sitting here listening to you, man.
Man, you got it, cuz.
Cuz, oh, he ain't know you rap.
Man, I'm telling you, because, like, hey, so many people, man, they remember me from singing, man, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I had to take a detour, you know what I'm saying, because I see the industry needed help, you know what I'm saying? And so I had to go ahead and, you know what I'm saying, put myself out there, man.
You said the industry needed help, Cat Daddy?
Yeah.
Hey, industry in trouble, huh?
Hey, man, hold on.
Hey, good.
Yo. Yeah.
You know what it is, man? This Dre, man. Your big
What's
body. Up? I'm sitting there listening to you, man. I didn't know you were rapping, man.
Cuz, oh, man, look out, man. Hey, now you know.
Now you know, man. Hey, well, I tell you what.
It's your blood right here.
I already know who it is, man. You know
y'all
I know my people, man.
Rap for me, man.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? We got my man out here, Legend. He definitely representing worldwide right now, man. We definitely appreciate you calling in, man. You know what I'm saying? Stay tuned. We definitely got more to come from my man, Legend. She got a long story to tell.
And he got some new music.
That's right, man. Brand new music, man. Everything hot, man. Like that Off the Porch, man. Go get that Off the Porch Volume 1 on datpiff.com. Y'all need to go get that. I got mine. You need to get yours.
You need to get that.
Already.
Already. You need to get that ASAP. Hey, what it do? You on the line with Legend, Cat Daddy, and DJ Casper Ray.
Hello.
What it do?
What up, Legend?
What's up?
What up, Mr. 200?
Man, you already know what time it is.
This, you know who this is?
This, hey, this
business,
I know what time it is.
This from Alabama, baby.
I already know, Billy Rivers, I already know what time it is.
Yes, sir, yes, sir. I had to send my shout out. I had to get on the radio. I had to get with your mama on Facebook, man.
Already, you know, I already know. It's here from Mississippi to Alabama. We got to take it back to Mississippi, you know.
You
know how we do,
man.
Definitely.
Yeah. Alabama, stand up. We definitely appreciate y'all.
In the house, man. In the house.
Alabama,
I guess,
man.
I guess,
hey, what
I got two CDs from your mama. I put one of them on the street already, man.
Hey,
you
already know I'm walking with Alabama. I just got one word for you. Roll Tide. What it do?
Hey, you know what to say.
Roll Tide,
baby.
Roll
keep it live,
tide.
Man. Hey, 200. Keep your head up, man, so you can see what the Lord leading you, man.
Oh, yeah, at all time, man.
Oh, yeah. All right, now,
yeah.
I got to take my butt to bed because I got to go to work tomorrow, man. I know you on the grind, so...
Hey,
you
got to get the hustle on,
man. Yeah, you got to get the hustle on.
Hey, we definitely appreciate you calling in. Shout out to everybody that's taking time to call in to get in my man, Legend. So what's up, Legend, man? What's next, man? What can we expect from you here in 2013, man?
Man, like I said, man, hey, before it's over, man, I mean, I give it a couple months, man, because I'm running full speed. I ain't stopping for nothing. You know what I'm saying? So... Hey, Rolling Fox, I'm going to have them screaming that like they're screaming in New York City. You know what I'm saying? And that's your business.
So what inspires you to be an artist?
Like I say, man, always musically inclined. And the streets looking for real music. I'm going to give them real music. I'm going to continue to give them real music. And, man, I might just drop, you know, that might be the name of my album, Real Music, because that's all I'm going to be about.
Yeah, yeah. So you said that you made the transition from being an R&B artist to a rapper
because
industry needed help.
No, I used to sing gospel, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like I say, I keep the Lord with me, you know what I'm saying? Hey, whatever I do, he going to lead me. You know what I'm saying? So I sung gospel. It wasn't R&B. I started in the church. You know what I'm saying?
Ah, okay, okay. Hey,
yeah.
I definitely got to get that right. I definitely rock with the Lord. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, really? Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. Okay, okay. So then you are you with a group or a label, or is it just Legend?
Hey, right now, man, I'm independent, man. Right now, I got my own entertainment, Straight Street Entertainment. One time after them, you know. Right now, I got three people that's under me, you know, my partner Lil Spoon, my partner Big Beefin', and my partner Lil Drip. And that's Great City Entertainment right there.
Okay, for sure, for sure. Hey, what's your plans? You gonna stay independent or you gonna you looking to sign?
At this point in time, man, like I said, I was born alone. Hey, I could die alone, you know what I'm saying? Because I refuse to just jump on somebody's stuff, and I'm doing all the hard work. And, they, you know what I'm saying, they getting looked at like they doing something. Really, nah. That's just what it is. I'd rather just, you know, keep putting out music and, you know what I'm saying, real quality street music, you know, and keep the fan base I have before I, you know, flip-flop. You know what I'm saying? I don't wear no flip-flops, you feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Ain't whatever.
He said he ain't wearing no flip-flops. Okay, okay. So, aside from Straight Street ENT, what else, what other music are you supporting?
Hey, check it out. Hey, first off, of course, NS3T, you know, shout out to my partner COVID, shout out to T-Wiz, you know, shout out to my family, Spit Seed Entertainment, you know, shout out to Memphis, you know, Tulane NFT, Trey Gaines, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Drummer City ENT, you know what I'm saying, out of Mississippi, you know what I'm saying? My little partner Lil D, you know, they got a couple of things they scream, man, you know, so I just wanna give a shout out to all of them. You know, anybody that's ever gonna do music with me, I'm gonna give you a personal shout out right now, you know, 'cause it's all love and it's, hey, if you come to me, I'm gonna speak that real. And you know what I'm saying? You're going to be coming back for some more.
For sure.
That's right, man. Hey, and now that you done put Tulane ENT out there, I definitely got to shout out King Lion the Great, man. Those are my people right there. Y'all can also catch my man on that Music's Most Wanted Volume 1 and 2 as well. He done came through the interview with us too before, man. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I definitely got to salute him, man. You know what I'm saying? That's my peeps, man. But, you know, aside from that, man, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, like, if I'm going to jump in your car with you right now, what would I hear? I mean, like, before you even touch the radio, what's going to come on?
Hey, I mean, you're joking, ain't it? I mean, I'm just saying you're joking, right? I mean, all these people I work with, I mean, I'm strictly, you know, I listen to, personally, I listen to my Straight Street Entertainment music more than I listen to anybody because I sit down, I critique, you know, our music or whatever, you know, and if it's something that we can better, you know, we get together and talk. It ain't no hard feelings. If somebody say, man, hey, you could have did this better, hey, that's what we do, you know. So I'm listening to us, making sure we getting the features they want, you know, before we release anything.
For sure, for sure.
Now, outside of that, you know, on some other stuff, you know, of course, you know, I'm definitely going to bump Boosie, you know what I'm saying, Yo Gotti, you know, them basically. And, of course, Jeezy, but them most are, like, the most three people that I play.
Okay, for sure,
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, you got the world spinning. Hey, which one of these joints you want to go to first?
Man, it don't even matter, man. You push play, man, they going to feel it. It don't even matter.
They going to play. I'm going to play on my shit first, then.
Hey, I'm on my shit, man.
Hey, I'm on mine, too. Cat Daddy, you on yours, too. Let's get it.
Already.
Yeah, it's your boy Legend. I bet I shake the world with this one, my nigga. What's happening, Mississippi? Yeah,
I'm on my shit.
Let me tell y'all again,
I'm on my shit.
I'm looking good, smelling good,
I'm on my shit.
I came to the club by myself, but I'm leaving with a bad bitch,
'cause I'm on my shit.
All the girls on my dick,
I'm on my shit.
Ha!
I'm on my shit.
I can't
you know
myself,
is, nigga.
But I'm leaving with a bag.
Let me tell you about a nigga coming straight up out the mud. Every day I live to see, I gotta thank the man above. Everything you see me in, have to work my ass off. Mama told me keep it real and daddy say, boy, don't be soft. So I listen to my mind, then I turn it to a verse. I would never be a sloppy second nigga, I'm the first. So I'ma blow up on my own, I'm independent nigga. Too young and writing rhymes, don't stop it until you get it. Never let nobody change your thoughts, 'cause you the boss. In order to get up top, sometimes you take a loss. Grinding don't get you shine, 200 at all times. Keep
nigga with money up on your mind. Whoa!
I'm on my shit.
Let me tell y'all again.
I'm on my shit.
I'm looking good, smelling good.
I'm on my shit.
I came to the club by myself, but I'm leaving with a bad bitch.
Cause I'm on my shit.
All the girls on my dick.
I'm on my shit.
Ha!
I'm on
this
my
them
shit.
Haters, my nigga.
I came by myself, but I'm leaving with a bad
bitch. My style is above average, she bad. I got a style, but some niggas be talking stupid. I told it, walk up and slap them. I'm ready for anything. Higher than any plane. No losses, cause I'm a boss. Number real about my mouth. If I say it, then it's done. You scary dudes gon' run. And I bet you I stand my ground and whoop you without a gun. I'ma stay real to the end, cause I'm my only friend. Yo, they thinking I'm a rat. I'm ready, here come the pen. I'ma stand my own ground. Ain't no bitch up in me. Ain't no fear up in my heart. I was raised in the streets. But you a pussy, nigga. But thinking I'm a snitch. It's a legend on the mic. I think these faggot niggas want some dick.
I'm on my shit.
Let me tell y'all again.
I'm on my shit.
I'm looking good, smelling good.
I'm on my shit.
I came to the club by myself, but I'm leaving with a bad bitch.
Cause I'm on my shit.
All the girls on my dick.
I'm on my shit.
Ha!
I'm
two
on my
running
shit.
Up.
I came
I
by
haven't
myself,
hit the niggas
but
again.
I'm leaving with a bad bitch.
You know I gotta keep it straight, cause that's just how it go. If a nigga don't like me, he better not let it show, cause I be on my shit. Got your girl on my dick, and she begging me to take her home so she can swallow it. I know it sound good, but head I get a lot. Never trust a hood rat, cause she just trying to get your coat. She gon' run back to her nigga, tell him where your stash at. They gon' pull a jack move and ask you where the cash at. Be smart, my nigga, hoes don't go to your crib. Keep that heat on your side in case you have to pull it out and just blast on them. Now the jacker got jack, let off every round you got. I bet you they won't be coming back. Yeah,
I'm on my shit.
Let me tell y'all again.
I'm on my shit.
I'm looking good, smelling good.
I'm on my shit.
I came to the club by myself, but I'm leaving with a bad bitch.
Cause I'm on my shit.
All the girls on my dick.
I'm on my shit.
Ha!
I'm on my shit.
I came by myself, but I'm leaving with a bad bitch. It's your boy Legend. For all these fuck niggas out here, putting these hoes before they grind. Nigga, first you grind, then you shine. If you involve a bitch with your grind, nigga, she stopping your shine, you know what I'm saying? It's money over bitches, my nigga. Keep it real, you know what I'm saying? Real street nigga, don't keep it street. But it's a lot of fuck niggas out here that's fucking the game up. Fuck niggas.
You already know what it is. I'm on my shit.
Oh, yeah. I don't think I need to say nothing else. You know what I'm saying? Because if I don't sum up everything, then it ain't nothing going to sum it up.
Yeah, man. Well, I got to know, man. You know, how'd you come up with a track like that, man? I mean, like, you know, what made you write or decide to play that track right there? You know what I'm saying? Like, when you put that beat on, how'd you come up with I'm on my shit?
Man, because, the way I look at it, and anybody should look at it, actually, if you ain't on your shit, then, I mean, really, what are you on? You on somebody else's shit? You know what I'm saying?
Hey, that's a good way to sum it up right there, huh, Cat Daddy?
Yeah, that's the only way to sum it up right there.
Hey, I make me want to say, like, whose shit are you on?
Exactly. I mean, you know what I'm saying? So, and then, I wanted something that, you know what I'm saying, that I know we're going, you put it on it, I mean... You just gonna, you know, you put that song on it, it just finna get stupid.
It's definitely gonna get stupid. It was getting stupid over here where we at.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, that's how I base my music on, like, and like my all my music, man, I put it to where people can relate to it, some shape, form, or fashion, you know. And but it's gonna be some real music though. You know, I'm not finna, you know, like I said, I'm not gonna make believe nothing. You know what I'm saying? I ain't living in La La Land.
Yeah, most definitely, man. Well, what's that bring me to my next question? You know, who is it that your music is for? Like, what you put out, you know, everything that you do, you got a lot of listeners, you got a lot of followers, but who is your music really for?
first, man, my music, it's like, it's for me. You know what I'm saying? Because if I'm satisfied, I know my people going to be satisfied. You feel what I'm saying? And that's just me everyday life. Like, if I'm going to do something, I'm going to be happy with doing it first. You know what I'm saying? Because I know if I'm going to be happy with it, you know, why wouldn't the next person be happy with it? You know, some people do stuff for other people. Like, it starts with yourself first, though. You know, you got to be happy with your music. Because if not, then it's like, why are you doing it?
Yeah. You can't, hey, you don't like that product you putting out. Hey, don't put it out.
Exactly.
Some of these cats, they'll just put out any product and call it a product.
And that's some people, I think they be bored, man. They ain't found the right hobby, you know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, rapping ain't for everybody. You know what I'm saying? Like, some people just say, I ain't got nothing to do. Let me just try to, you know, let me try to rap. Nah, man, you got to find something else to do. You know what I'm saying? You can be a cameraman or something.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, man, most definitely, man. So what type of producers are you working with? Or you know, who in particular?
Well, first, I want to give a big shout-out, man, and sorry, my beat man, Saru Beats, he's out of Berlin, Germany. Like, I talked to him today. He wanted to give a shout-out, but, of course, you know, the time difference right now. It's probably early in the morning, so he really wants to get on the station, but, you know, he said that it would really take him out of schedule because, you know, all he do is make beats, and, you know, that's really, like, 90% of my music, well, my new music, I should say, because the Altar Forge Volume 1 was just different producers, I'm sorry. But now I strictly work, you know, with Saru Beats or whatever the case may be. So that's like my dedicated, you know, beat man right now. I wouldn't trade him for nothing, really.
Are you looking to collaborate with other producers or do you plan to stick with who you're working with right now?
I mean, as of right now, I'm not trying to foster out now, you know, with anybody. But if it's something that, you know, I go by my ear. If something catches my attention, you know, I'm going to first be like, man, hey, could you do something like this right here? You know what I'm saying? And if it's not what I want, then of course I'll do it. But like I say, my complete makeup is strictly Saru Beats.
Okay. Well, as far as the content of your music, are you responsible for writing your raps, or do you freestyle? Does someone co-write with you, or how does that work?
Hey, like I said, it's I, self, me. I write all my own music. I mean, I can't write nothing nobody else wrote, because it's like I'm speaking. It's like I'll be speaking to somebody else. I'm the ghost. You know what I'm saying? So everything you will hear me spit, I pimp the pen. You know what I'm saying? That's what I do.
You feel the pen. Okay. Are y'all freestyling down in Mississippi? You know, y'all pimping pens?
It's some cats. I mean, like I said, salute them, man. You know, it's some cats down there. I'm talking about, you a sweater, right? You know what I'm saying? But, like, some cats just talented like that, you know. And I'm quite sure, of course, it comes with time or whatever, you know. I mean, I can freestyle, you know, but I'd rather just take my time and write, you know, because if I'm going to present something to somebody, it's going to be well written, you know. So, but, I mean, yeah, it's freestyle is not my hobby, I should say.
Okay, for sure. But you can, hey, you can't go, right?
Yeah, man, like I said, I get in the zone, like, but I'll grip that pen any day. Like, people ask me 99 times, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to say 100 times I'd rather write, you feel me?
Yeah, for sure.
Most deaf, fam. Well, let me ask you this, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You made it pretty far in a short amount of time, man. You know what I'm saying? And I'm very what's the word? I'm extremely taken back by, you know, the progress that you've been making, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you've been doing your thing big time. So it makes me ask, what are your immediate music goals?
Well, right now, of course, well, since we tuning in with Casper Binks, of course, my fan base, Straight Street Entertainment fan base, and anybody that's associated with us or that we work with, so fan base is finna grow, because I see the works that you do. So of course, we're gonna take that into consideration. So now, everything finna triple on me. You know what I'm saying? So if I had 200, you know what I'm saying, fans, I'm probably gonna have like 1,000 or something, you know what I'm saying, for the week out or something, you know. And that just, you know, and that's the only place right now that we lack. Like I tell my team, it's the networking. Is like I say, because all we do, man, is stay in the studio, like hands down. That's all we do is write music, record, get some more beats, and it's like we play that tape over and over and over and over. But every time we play that tape, we get longer. You see what I'm saying? So it's not like we progressing every time we do something else.
Yeah, most definitely, man. Well, yeah. You know, everything that you guys are coming with is very impressive.
Right.
But you good?
They just wait, man. They just wait to this Memphis City Volume 1 drop.
Hey, you got a place to come with it now.
Oh, off top. And we're going to come with it, man. So that's just how it is. I mean, ain't no shortcuts. We're going the long way. You know what I'm saying? We ain't missing nothing. Mm-mm.
Yeah, most definitely, man. So tell us what we can expect out of this Memphis-Sippy project. You know, I had to get it right because, you know, I want the people to be able to understand what it is that I'm saying. I'm saying
okay.
Memphis-Sippy. So what can we expect from this Memphis-Sippy project?
All right, first off, like I said, it is a straight street ENT mixtape, but my partner Lil Spoon, he came up with the idea, so of course, you know, shout out to him or whatever. But I mean, like I said, we just giving the streets some real music, you know what I'm saying? Life story.
What is Memphis-Sippy?
My Lil Spoon, he from Mississippi too, but he moved to Memphis in 03. And of course, by him being there for a period of time, he linked up with some old local artists and stuff like that, and so we collab all together. And we just said, you know what, man? Hey, we're calling Mississippi, Volume 1. So that's how we came up with that. So it's people from Mississippi and Memphis. We just put it all together,
that's
and you
it.
Know, hey, that's what it is.
Memphis, hey, I ain't even going to try to see it.
Mississippi. Now, look, I'm going to tell you what, though, you know what I'm saying? when y'all hear Mississippi, y'all going to definitely know that's my man.
Yeah.
Straight Street ENT, Lil Spoon, as well as my man Legend. You know what I'm saying? They out here doing their thing, man. Matter of fact, just know that Mississippi, anytime you hear Mississippi anywhere, know that that's in some way, shape, or form affiliated with my man Legend.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
I was trying. Hey, Legend started.
Yes,
the game
started, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So look here, man. You know what I'm saying? If it's one thing that you want all your fans, because you got a lot of people tuned in tonight, shout out to all of them. If there's one thing that you want your fans to know about you, what would that be?
Hey, I started real. I'm gonna finish real.
You start. Hey, that's real talk.
Yeah, man.
We about to let you interact some more with your fans, because I got a whole lot on. Been waiting to get on here for about 30 minutes. About to go to the 662 area code.
Like I say, when you loyal to your people, they're going to be loyal to you.
For sure. What it do? You on the line with Legend and DJ Cash Blaze and Cat Daddy.
You out there, fam? Hey, salute to the 662. We definitely appreciate you. Call back in.
901.
I think a lot of them having difficulties too. I don't know if it's a connection problem or whatever.
901. What it do?
Yeah.
What
it
line?
Ain't no thing.
Hey, what's up with it?
Oh, what's up with it?
Hey, man, this your boy Lil Spoon, man. What it do?
I know that 901 from anywhere, man.
Yeah,
shout out to Memphis.
Mississippi Volume 1 right here. What it do, man?
Salute, man.
Oh, man, I'm finna drop this mixtape at the end of the month. The street been waiting for a whole year now, and they about to drop. We ain't bullshitting out here. Can I cuss on this motherfucker?
You do it. Hey, street radio right here.
So, already, man, I'm going to give a shout out to DJ Castleman. Give a shout out to Cat Dad, man. I fuck with y'all, man. Know what I'm saying? Mississippi, Carolina, Las Vegas, know what I'm saying? Flint, Michigan, everybody. Man, I'm going to give a shout out to everybody, man. I'm finna do it for the hood.
That's right. Yeah, man. Hey, we loving it, man. Hey, you already know, man, when Mississippi drop, man, you already know, man. You're going to definitely have to come back through the Carolinas and tell us all about it, man.
Man, you already know, man. We ain't say the bullshit no more out here with D4, man. I've been hearing all this music on the radio, man. I'm like, what the fuck? I don't even listen to the radio no more, man. Straight CDs, man. I ain't talking about shit on the radio. All these goddamn faggot ass rap star wearing these tight ass jeans, man. You know what I'm saying? Fuck around, get counts in the nuts, fuck around with this shit, man.
Hey, Cat Daddy, matter of fact, man, a lot of these cats out here wearing dresses and skirts too, man.
Man, hold on, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I want to take this time to tell the world, no matter what happens, you will not catch your boy DJ Cash for Binks walking around in no damn skirt.
Oh, no.
You know what it is, right?
You ain't going to catch Cat Daddy in no tights.
Hey, you know what it is, right?
What is it?
Remember I told y'all, hey, that's that make-believe La La Land shit. Remember I was talking about that earlier? I told you, that's what it is, man.
Yeah, the fake out, man. Hey, Lil Spoon, we definitely appreciate you taking time to call in, man. You know what I'm saying? Keep on getting your grind on. We look forward to hearing that Mississippi. Y'all, hey, matter of fact, man, Mississippi and Memphis, all of y'all stand up, man. I know that 901 from anywhere, man. I got mad love for y'all.
Already, man. Okay. I'm going to give a shout out, man, to North Sam, my CEO Legend online right now. Big Beefman, Lil Drill representing Hollywood, Tulane NT, Split C. Know what I'm saying? NS3T. It is what it is. It's that takeover.
One time.
Mississippi takeover.
One time.
Already.
Yeah, man. Hey, salute to all of them, man. Hey, salute to you too, man. We definitely appreciate you stopping through. And you know we gonna chop it up, man. Get at me after the show.
Gonna chop it up big time. We going to this 240 because they been waiting for 40 minutes.
Salute 240. What it do?
240. What it do?
You
already know what it do.
What it is, man. This is your boy, man. This is Ryan, hometown, Northgate, Southgate, China Street, baby.
Already.
Shit, yeah. I just calling in, letting you know. Shoot, like I said, I'm out here in the D.C. area, over here in Maryland, PG County. You know, just letting you know I got your back, support and represent.
Out top, man. You already know what time it is, man.
Hey, I know you out VA. We're gonna have to hook up and do something.
Oh yeah, you already know. We never phone call away.
Man, Dad, I'm hit you on Facebook, man. Keep doing it.
All right, salute you, bro.
All right, bet that, bro. Later.
Yeah.
Hey, salute, man. Hey, shout out to everybody taking time to call in, man. We definitely got mad love for y'all, Legend. Hey, I gotta salute you, man. You know what I'm saying? You bringing them out.
Hey.
Oh yeah, thanks. That's all I know how to do, man.
Hey, you brought them out big time.
Oh, yeah.
You brought them out big time.
Straight up, man. Hey, shout out to all of the callers that we didn't have a chance to get to, man. We definitely appreciate y'all taking time to come through, man. Cat Daddy, man, what other track we got from my man Legend over there?
Let's scroll down. We got a whole lot from Legend over here. Hey,
you're going to get what they want.
You're going to get what they want. You got to keep it real. You got to keep it on with what they want. Ain't no fear.
you ever heard that saying? Hey, if somebody hungry, you feed them.
I got that keep it real joint right now. I'm looking at it right now.
Hey, before we get to that track right there, man. Hey, Legend, before we let you go, man. Are there any shout-outs that you want to give to the people right now?
Oh, man, shout-out to Mississippi, man. Shout-out to every city, man, and everybody who out here grinding independent. You know what I'm saying? Keep up the hard work. Stay motivated. Stay dedicated. You know what I'm saying? Middle finger up to every hater you got.
For sure. Hey, you want to put that contact information out there in their ear one more time?
Check it out. And you can hit me up on Facebook at Dr. Die Legend 662. YouTube, Dr. Legend 662. SoundCloud at Mr. 200%. Reverb Nation, Mr. 200%. And anybody who want to follow a real nigga, follow me on Twitter at Mr. 200%. Because we run into the money nonstop. Straight Street Entertainment.
Straight Street Entertainment.
Yeah, man. Hey, well, I'm gonna tell you what, Legend. We definitely appreciate you taking time to come through tonight, man. I know you out there grinding nonstop. Shout out to Straight Street ENT, Lil Spoon. We appreciate you taking time to call in tonight, man. Hey, we got mad love for y'all, man. You definitely got supporters over here with my man's Cat Daddy and your boy DJ Casper Banks. Legend, you already know what it is, man. You got me on speed dial. Hey, do me a favor, Legend. Let them know real quick, man, because they don't be believing me, man. Am I really 24 hours?
Hey, man, I think, bro, like, what Mary J said, I think, bro, like 25-8, man, 24-7. That's like, hey, 24-7, like, you know, not giving them all these props, man. Bro, 25-8.
Yeah. I appreciate that, man. They don't be believing me, man. I just had to get the info from somebody before we, you know what I mean, let you go, man. But, hey, you already know, man, I'm rocking with you, you know. Hey, Mr. 200%, I'm rocking with you 200%, man. Keep on getting your grind on, man.
Sure. Oh, definitely, man. Before I get up all this, hey, man, I want to appreciate, you know, Cat Daddy and DJ Casper Binks. They could have called anybody in the world, you know what I'm saying, but they tune in with your boy. So, you know, hey, if I'm happy, I know they happy, like I said. So, you know, shout out to y'all, man.
For sure.
For having the boy on here.
Man, anytime, man. You already know what it is, man. We got mad love for you, man. Like I said, man, I saw an opportunity. I'm like, hey, let me get him my man Legend. You know what I mean? And here we are.
Yeah,
already. Hey, one more thing, man. Hey, big ups, you know, to all my service members out here. You know, no matter what branch of service you're in, man, holding down for the country, man. You know what I'm saying? Because that's a big sacrifice, man. I do it every day. I've been doing it for 12 years. You know what I'm saying? So I gotta show them love.
For sure, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, shout out to them. I definitely support the troops, the servicemen and women out there. You know what I'm saying? Hey, man, y'all keep on doing y'all's thing, man. Hey, and feel free to get at your boy DJ Casper Banks anytime. You know what I'm saying? All the servicemen and women, get at my man's Cat Daddy, come on the show. You know what I mean? Share your experience around the world with us. You know what I'm saying? That's what we're here for. Hey, put your story out there. We rocking with you.
Yeah.
Hey, DJ Castle Bay. Hey, one more thing, man. On everything, I'm going to let you go. My little partner, J. Hibbell, man, he like a brother to me, man. I wanna give a special shout-out, man, to my partner, Darnell Bowie. He's stationed in Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. He actually taking off Saturday morning, going to Afghanistan, so let's keep a prayer, you know what I'm saying, it's for him and everybody else that's over there, man, so the troops, so everybody come home safe, man.
Okay, for sure.
Straight up, man. Well, we definitely appreciate it, man. Shout out to him, too, man, you know what I'm saying. Hey, hopefully, you know, everything be gravy. He going to be real good, man. Shout out to his family.
Really.
Shout out to him, you know what I'm saying. Hey, make it there safe, make it back safe, man.
All right, man.
Hey, we going to let you ride out with this Keep It Real joint, man.
Hey, that's it. That's my motto, man. Keep it real.
Keep it real. Hey, salute, yeah. Mississippi. Y'all stand up. Keep on getting it, man. Let's go.
One time.
Look great.
Yeah. Man, I swear to keep it gangsta on everything I touch. And that's on my life. What up, G-Money? Straight Street Entertainment. Lego.
It's a new year and I'm going up. It's a lot of niggas who still saw. Women say they cheat, we know they lying. Be a man, niggas stop trying. You claiming this, you claiming that. You better all been a fabricator. Got no hoes, got no click. Couldn't hit a lick. What the hell? I know you know, we know they know. You never ever been a street nigga. Now all of a sudden you hard. You never ever been a real nigga. All the faces, all the hating, it's over with. It's my year and I'm taking over. You don't like it, I don't give a shit. I'ma set the pace and I'ma keep going. Go fastballs, I'ma keep going. Trying to take out all them bitch niggas, AKA them bitch niggas. Yeah. Got no room, got no love.
No love.
Real nigga, not a phone number. I'm trying hard just to shine hard. Everything I got came from the mud. You motherfucking right, I'ma do it like a G. A real line nigga, that's all I can be. No perpetrating, just motivation. Do it for the streets, no hesitation. The cold's not coming, but I had to do it. The real niggas gon' ride through it. They do it, my pain, and I know that shit. If it ain't real, I can't fit. I'ma stay this way till I hit the dirt. Love money, but fail. First one thing, I will never change. Fake niggas, y'all pussy, man. I'ma go and say what niggas have to say. I live this shit each and every day.
here. That's where you need to stay. Oh,
bitch, I
to all my real niggas.
Time.
Let's go and get this cake.
Home with a nigga long as he got cake. Behind your back, give it all the niggas fake. All the fakes and this shit don't stink.
Don't trust
no click if a nigga got bank.
I'm your
break. I done seen it all. She a high catcher, catch every ball. That's real talk. She ride open.
Yeah.
No reflex, so no choking.
Legend.
Words
of a real nigga.
Words of a real nigga.
They certified bango right there.
Yeah, man, yeah. You already know, man. You know, and definitely encouraging everybody to keep it real. Make sure y'all do that. There's so many people out here that ain't nowadays, man. But hey, Cat Daddy, long as me and you stay real, that's all that matter, man.
That's all that matter. Yeah, that's all that matter. Hey, we waiting on Joker King right now. Hey, you got a you got a prayer for him, don't you?
Oh, yeah, man. You already know, man. Before we get to my man Joker King, you know what I'm saying? We got a deal on the line for you. We got my man's Pinpoint Design coming through, man. You know what I'm saying? He's going to tell y'all a little bit about, you know, what he got going on with his graphics and all of that. But before we get too deep into it, I'll wait till he step in.
For sure. I think this I'm stepping in right now as we speak.
I'm here, brother.
What it do?
Brother, brother. Okay, Daddy.
What it do?
25-8. What's going on, 25-8?
Salute, fam. You already know what it is, man. For
you
everybody
know.
that ain't hip to it, you know what I'm saying? We in the building. We got my mans. This is actually my international beat vet partner. He also is responsible for my graphics design, you know, Pinpoint Design, man. What's up, man? Welcome to the Carolinas tonight, man.
Man, I love the Carolinas, man. The weather better than any.
Weather,
how's
it going right
what,
now?
What'd
you think about the Carolina weather, Cat Daddy?
Hey, it do be snow any day, though, man. Right?
Yeah, you know, this is Pinpoint Design. That's P-I-N-N, not P-E-N. This is P-I-N-N. We want to do something different. You know, like I say, Pinpoint Design, get pinpoint with the design.
Straight up, man.
We looking for something right now, like my man Casper said, you know, I'm responsible for his covers at the moment. If you like them, then I love it. If you don't like it, I still love it. We gonna do what we do regardless, because it's a lot of fans that outnumber the haters. So.
You already know, man. You know what I'm saying? They definitely rocking with us worldwide, man, but I've been getting reviews worldwide on that Music's Most Wanted Volume 1 cover, man.
Well, man, let me what it is around where we at in this era, this day and time, man, with people's they cover art. When you buy somebody's CD, sometimes you might not know whose CD you buying, or if you just go into the music store and you just browsing in the in that music section looking at everybody's CDs. Or movie, anything. You might pick up something all because of what the cover look like. You know what I mean? There's plenty of times where all of us done that. But see, man, I'm not just trying to... What Pinpoint Design is doing, I'm not even going to say trying. What Pinpoint Design is doing is we want to stay away from the stereotype, you know, with just CD covers. It's not just what we're doing. Really, Pinpoint Design for 2K13 is branching out to major things. I don't want to just go too in depth with all my projects because I'd hate to talk about too much and let somebody try to beat me. They still won't beat me to the finish line. But I just don't want to give them any inspiration more than they already got because that'll be copying off of me. See what I'm saying? I don't want to really go too deep in my bag and get in my secrets.
So straight up,
like,
man. Hey.
Right, you know. Go ahead, man. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, man, you know what I mean? Me and Cat Daddy, we know about them biters, man. You know what I'm saying? We got plenty of them.
Yeah.
Plenty. And, I mean, you know, as far as, like I was saying, with the CD cover game, it's really saturated. It's watered down. A lot of people won't get into that because it seems like it's easy to do. It's simple. It's really, if you ain't got no creativity in yourself, it's cut and paste. And that's one thing that I'm going to stay away from. You know, everybody will just get their CD. And the CD, you know, they mixtape is called I'm Broke. But then on the cover, you know what I'm saying, on the cover, they got two naked swimsuit models, a Ferrari with some 26s on it, and the man that's broke is sitting in an all Louis Vuitton outfit. You know, so hey, Pinpoint, man, let me ask you this, man. Let me ask you this. How do you feel about these cats that's dropping these? It's 2013. There's no secret about that. How do you feel about these cats that's out here dropping these mixtape covers that look like they back from 1986 or something? You know what I mean? What are your thoughts on that?
Man, what I was just saying, they need to call me. Talk to me some. Check me out on Tumblr. Pinpoint Design, you know, check out some of the work. After that, come on, holler at me, man, so we can get you in this new century.
Again, man, this is the man that is responsible for all of my graphics design. I don't trust nobody else with my graphics. I'm going to just be straight up. My man's definitely, he ain't no one of them come and go artists that, you know, do your graphics for $10. These ain't crackhead graphic designs, you know what I'm saying? Now, check this out. Nah, this ain't crackhead.
You're not going to get designs or any type of work that look like a Sting did it, or your 6-year-old nephew did it, you know what I mean? What we saying right now, all right, Cat Daddy, all the fans that's listening, because DJ Casper Binks been doing mixes since we was like knee high, man. I mean, really, the dude was in the laundry room back at like 7, 8 years old, spinning turntables, you know, spinning the records. All these new artists come out, they going straight to the computer and doing everything off of that. They ain't touch the CD, they ain't touch the turntable, they ain't did nothing. They just downloaded some music and pushed some buttons. They ain't have to do it.
Hey, man, you know, and since we talk about it, man, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, my man's is definitely right, man. We've been doing it since knee high. As a matter of fact, man, I wasn't old enough to drive at the time. And Pinpoint, you know, he had the license to drive. You know, he was actually, I've told y'all the story before. He would, you know, I'd get with him, you know, I'd take all of my lunch money and, you know, my allowance and all of that. And I'm like, hey, look, you know, I'd scrape up the change from up under the couch, you know what I'm saying? And he was always taking me to a place in the city called Rockin' Billy. Shout out to Russ. Matter of fact, Rusty Redenbacher. Salute
Rusty
to him.
Rusty Redenbacher.
Hey, salute to DJ Tech. You know what I'm saying? They was always up in there helping us out, man. We was picking out all the records. Man, I still got all of them records. I can pull out records from back in the days, man. But, hey, I want to thank you personally live on the air. But tell us, you know, what kind of deal are you going to work for the callers that, you know, that call you as a result for their graphics from you being here on this show tonight?
All right, Peter, right? Since what we're doing here is, this is groundbreaking. You really can't do anything in 2K13 if you ain't going to make a move that's groundbreaking. When you put your feet on the floor, make it groundbreaking. So what we're doing is, anybody listening, trying to do something, business cards, flyers. Like I said, we ain't just sitting up here focused on CD covers. You need, like, some posters. Holler at me. Because what we're doing is groundbreaking. So we ain't going to do nothing. Any other time, I'm usually doing anything 100 or better. That's how I like it. So right now, if you're listening, I'm going to give you this word of, I mean, straight from the mouth, $25 off coupon. That's right. You heard it from me. It might not sound like a deal, but it is, because I'm going to be the one that's up all night doing the work for you. So take this deal now. Instead of paying that usual price, and I said 100 or better, so we're just going to go ahead and say that we're staying at 100 and give you a $25 off coupon. So if you do the math, you're going to get the best work you've ever had, $75. Now, that would sound like a Sting price without being Sting worth. You feel what I'm saying? Telling you.
Straight up. You know what I mean? Straight up, man. And we definitely
coming from
appreciate
an all-star.
That. Oh, yeah. It's definitely all-star. It's coming from an all-star, you know what I'm saying? And I definitely stand behind all of your work over there at Pinpoint Design, man. So, hey, take them up on that offer. Make sure y'all get at my man. He's 24 hours, too. Now, tell him, how can they get a hold of you, Pinpoint?
Hey, look, I'm going to shout the number out. You get this number, you call me. 317 is the area code, 294-1220. Go to my Tumblr page. You can check out some of the work. I got stuff getting updated every day. It's at pinpointdesign.tumblr.com. Go look me up. Check out some of that stuff, man. What we doing this year now, we're incorporating a whole lot more
of the artistic field. We even about to throw a whole lot of the professional photography field into it. So, I mean, this year is going to get crazy. We're going past big, man. You know, I mean, right now I'm doing my David Banner thing. When I get in the laboratory, it's straight David Banner. I turn green, so you know who he becomes after that. That's what I'm telling you.
And there ain't no copy paste.
Straight up, you know what I'm saying? Hey, he ain't talking about the rapper David Banner. He talking
I'm
about.
I'm not talking about the rapper David Banner. You know he don't turn green. You know, I'm talking about the mad. I'm talking about the mad scientist David Banner. Do you hear what I'm telling you? The mad scientist when he gets in his lab. No, when he gets mad, he turns that way. But when I get in the lab, I turn that way. You feel what I'm telling you? It's all beast mode in the laboratory. If you don't like that, then you really don't want professional quality graphics or design. Right now what we're doing, like I said, we're throwing a more artistic feel. It ain't drawing. What I do ain't drawing. What I do is illustrating. So check me out. That's what I'm telling you, man. You know, that ain't coming from the cocky feel. This is just the confident feel. 2013, man, we're doing big things, man. The music side is going to get heavy. The design side is going to get crazy, man. Right now I got a lot of projects going at Bananas. I got something in the future that y'all need to be looking out for. So I'm saying check me out, follow my blogs, and you'll get updates on all that. I don't want to speak too deep on it, but I'm telling you, it's going to be sick.
Straight up, man. So do you do logos, too? You do logos, too,
logos, right? Man. Logos. We get all that bread for you. Your logos, your business cards. Man, you want banners, signs. Man, you want Christmas cards, birthday cards. I designed it all for you.
Hey,
straight up, you know, I mean, man, I'm talking about trying to do too much for myself, man. I'm doing it all independent, man. I think I might go ahead and just start up tattooing or something. Tell me. You know, like I said, man, I don't draw, I illustrate, and we about to get sick with that. And I like the way you threw that music in the background while I was talking, man. That almost threw me into some old, I'm serious, man. You know what I'm saying? That music, that right there, is that Cat Daddy, is that you're doing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you don't even know me, but you know me.
Yeah, like you that. Already know, man. Hey,
for real, man, if you know them people call you, your fans, your listeners, anybody trying to make some real big business moves right now, something big for this year, you know you need to get your feet off the ground, get out there and get something popping. If you need a logo to get started and get you inspired, even if you just want a logo to hang up in your room to think about how you're going to get your business started, holler at me and we'll make sure that I draw up something for you. I'm sorry. Illustrate up something for you that's going to get you ready to get it going.
For sure.
If you one of them, you know, your rappers doing that Mississippi, if your mixtape cover ain't looking how you wanted it to, Casper Banks is 25-8. He's got the number to get to me, and we're going to make sure we get you straight.
You already know, man. That's what we do, man. And for everybody that's online checking us out right now, this is the man that's responsible for the DJ Casper Banks that you see crossing your screen right now.
And Casper Banks that keeps popping up on your screen, wait till you see the what that he's going to be doing for the rest of the year. We got big plans in store, man. I mean, I want to keep a lot of things fresh. You know, I mean, after a while, you know, you've seen Casper Banks for so long, and in a way, he was kind of doing some of the same movements. We might have changed his clothes up, changed his facial expression, gave him some shades or a hat. I mean, this year, man, he might be doing some things that you've never, ever thought of. So, I mean, like I said, man, what it is, after the commercial break, you stay tuned, and you don't, man, I'm telling you, it's going to get nuts.
We gotta tune and we gotta turn up on you, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Hey, well, Pinpoint, check it out, man. We definitely appreciate you stopping by, you know what I'm saying, to give us some insight on what it is that you do, you know what I'm saying? Keep on grinding. We definitely appreciate you. I personally appreciate you, you know what I'm saying, again, to the world, Pinpoint Design, that's also my international beat vet partner, you know what I'm saying? We also produce. You know, I'm going to keep that long. We'll make y'all mad. Like, damn, man, DJ Casper Banks do everything, man. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, we definitely got a lot of surprises that are going to pop out on you. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody that's rocking with us, man. We love y'all.
We do love y'all, man. You know, the Casper Banks, you know, it sparked up a lot of controversy because everybody likes to, you know, they like to always find something negative about something that's good. So when we came with the Casper, everybody wanted to say it's too cartoony. It's
animated. It looked like it's childish, but at the same time, it's different, you know, because everybody else ain't doing that. That's what we want to do. And when we change that up, what we change it to is still going to be different. And it's probably going to be better than anything else that they're doing. So, you know,
Hey, and it brings me to the next point, man. You know what I'm saying? That there is only one DJ Casper Banks.
What, he didn't have no twin?
yeah, one of these copycats they wish, boy. But, hey.
Y'all ain't seen that Chris Paul commercial for the insurance?
Yeah.
Where his twin brother got separated. Well, it don't matter, man. Ain't no other Casper Binks, man. Casper Binks said that already. It ain't no twin, it ain't no carbon copy. Even though, you know, a lot of them try to rock that way and look that way, it ain't another. So,
it ain't another, man. You already know, man.
You rocking with the original. That's Cat Daddy on the other end. You know, I'm PPD, also IBV. So, you know, if you didn't catch it, that's Pinpoint Design and International Beat Vet. Keep it in your mind.
Hey, ain't no carbon copies. There's only one Pinpoint Design. There's only one Cat Daddy. And there's only one DJ Casper Banks. You know what I'm saying? We going to keep on doing it like that.
With all them ones, it only equal one love, man.
Straight up.
Common goal to get to the top. One common goal to get to the top, man.
You already know. Hey, we on the way, man. But, hey, we definitely appreciate you stopping through, man. You know what I'm saying? And you already know, we're going to be bringing you back, man. We definitely enjoyed you. You know what I'm saying? And there's so much that we didn't even get to with you. But we definitely going to get on it later, man. You know what I'm saying?
This
Thank you for coming
this
through,
This is interview one, man. This is interview one. I'm going to become a regular. I said it's gonna get big.
All right. Do it.
Said again, man. Cat, I appreciate you. Cat Daddy, no doubt. Much love in the Carolinas. Binks, you already know the deal.
You already know, man. Salute.
And all the listeners, if y'all missed what I said, if you got this and you can rewind it, listen to it again, get that number, 317-294-1220. Check out the Tumblr. Pinpoint Design. Let's go.
Let's get it.
Once again, man, love.
So. This is Pinpoint Design, and he'll get you right.
He'll get you right, man. And everybody that's tuned in right here, Underground Talk Radio, you know, if you go to him as a result of this show, you're going to get $25 off. I wish I could get $25 off.
Yeah.
That don't count for me.
Hey, you've been waiting on Joker, Ken. I think this him right here. What it do?
Yeah.
What it do?
What is this, man?
Joker King, salute, man.
Yeah, man. I was just tuning in, listening to your interview with homie. You feel me? Shout out to him.
Most definite, man. Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? That's actually the man responsible for all of DJ Casper Banks graphics. You know what I'm saying? All right.
That's what's up.
Yeah. He came through, you know what I'm saying, just to share some insight with us, man. But what's going on with you, Joker King?
Yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? I'm just chilling, relaxing, you feel me? Trying to work on my next move. That's what
I
do.
Yeah, make it your best move.
I love you, man. What y'all doing, man? Seem like y'all cool and having fun.
Hey, like always.
You already know, man. Just out here grinding, man. But, you know, you all the way. I ain't gonna tell them where you from. I'm gonna let you tell them here in a second, man. But definitely, welcome to the Carolinas. You know what I'm saying? You out here with Cat Daddy. Underground Talk Radio, along with the co-host, DJ Casper Banks.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, man. You about to turn up tonight, you feel me?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody about to put their kids to sleep, you know what I'm saying, because you're in a turn-up mode right now.
You already know, right? You know what I'm saying? Hey, so, you know, before we get started, man, put your contact information out there.
Oh, yeah, man. So anybody who want to reach me, you can check me out on Twitter, because that's where I be all the time, at Twitter/JokerKing, JokerKing, no space in between that. Or you can get at me on Facebook or YouTube/JokerKingSD or JokerKingNPR. Just Google me, man. You know what I'm saying? Find what you need.
For sure. Hey, I'm going to... What you got going on, Joker King? What projects you working on?
Oh, man, right about now, I'm about to drop a mixtape. My first mixtape in 2013. I'm about to drop that by the end of the month, called Rise of Diversity. you know, got a few collabos on there. It's just going to be something crazy, man. You know, I'm evolving in my music and what I'm doing in my grind ethics. So, you know, I'm on the rise. So why not call it Rise to Diversity since I'm different?
For sure.
Diversity is good, man.
Yeah.
Definitely. Definitely. So what makes you diverse?
You know, like from where I'm from, where I grew up at, like the music is different. It's a lot of hood music, you know, no disrespect to it because I love it. I'm jamming all the time to that, but I'm just a smooth guy. So with me doing my music, it's so different from other people. So I'm so diverse, and I can rap on a slow jam, rap on a fast jam, anything you need, man. Radio ready. I'm doing movies, movie music.
Sure.
No joke. So Joker King is also an actor. Is that what you saying?
No. Oh, no. I'm saying, I'm into like doing music for like movies.
Theme
music.
Oh yeah. Straight up. I'm about to say, boy, I thought you was about to be starring in an action film or something.
And you know what I'm saying? Lethal Weapon 7.
You already know, man. You already know. So how long have you been an artist, Joker King?
Oh man, I started rapping when I was like in the summer of 7th grade, you know what I'm saying, hooked up with one of my homies from middle school, and he was just rapping all the time, so like I was over there chilling with him, so I was like, man, I can do this. It just started as like, okay, this is something to do after school, but then I just got addicted to it, and I started to love it. I heard music everywhere I went, so I just fell in love with it instantly, man, back in summer of 7th grade.
Man, that's what happens to all of us. Once you get started, you just can't stop, man. That's like Pinpoint was saying, man. I started back with a set of turntables. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't even old enough to drive, man. My feet wasn't even touching the pedals when I was touching on the turntables. You feel me?
Oh, man.
I got addicted at an early age, man. You know what I'm saying? The music became my drug, man. Seeing them turntables spinning became my drug, man.
Yeah,
so I know what you mean, man. So, you know, so when you grab a mic, man, you know, what do you feel when you grab that mic, man?
Man, I just feel like I have the power to change things around me. You know what I'm saying? How people feel and how they think just by what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? For the people who mess with me.
For sure. Hey, so who you base your music towards?
It basically, it's anybody, man. You know what I'm saying? I hit the older cats, the young cats. I got a little bit for everybody. I don't have no discrimination or nothing, man. It's just a worldwide music.
Worldwide music.
I like the way you put that, man, because I'm all about that worldwide music. Matter of fact, shout out to everybody that's around the world right now tuned in, man. You know what I'm saying? Hey, we got a lot of people tuned in tonight, man. Salute to every last one of them. So, what area are you repping?
I'm in the Galley, you know what I'm saying? The Galley, Brevard County, Florida. You know, I'm in the heart of the Galley. I've been here for a minute now, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy out here. It's cool.
Is that
but
where you
crazy.
Originated? You know what I'm saying? Is that your birthplace?
I'm from North New Jersey, you feel me? I'm a North person, but I was raised out here in Florida.
Okay. Well, shout out to Florida, shout out to Jersey.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I definitely rock with Jersey.
Hey, you got any... your Jersey go hard. You got any shows, anything lined up?
Actually, I got a show next week for my partner. I was just telling y'all about when I started first making music. He's doing his first mixtape release party, so he hollered at me, so we're about to get that done January 8th, 2013. That's Sports Page and Satellite Beach for everybody who out here listening. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be crazy. I'm about to bring out some people. And it's just gonna get live and we're gonna turn up, man, have a good time, celebrate.
Straight up. Do you have any mixtapes out yourself?
Oh yeah, I got a lot, man. Well, I got a few. My recent one is Evolution 1, and that's, you can find that on DatPiff, or you can find that on iClipHere.com, or you can just Google it. I'm on some other sites. I just can't really remember them because it's too many. But those are the main ones people go to all the time. So DatPiff, and iClubHere.com. So y'all need to check that out if you want to learn more about me and hear some music.
For sure.
What is Rise to Diversity exactly?
It's just an upcoming thing, man. It's an upcoming new generation of music, you know, separating myself or whoever else is involved with me from everyone else. You know, we in a different lane and we staying focused. You know what I'm saying? We on the rise and we different.
For sure. Now, you say you different on what you mean different? How you different? How you different with yourself?
I just feel like I'm different by like everything I do. You know, I might rock the Barclays, and somebody might be like, nah, man, I don't like those because he like Ralph Lauren. You know what I'm saying? I'm different from what other people. I'm different from the norm.
For
you know?
Sure. Hey, you can't. You ain't one to say that you following the crowd. You away from the crowd. You son. Hey, you your own man.
Exactly. I don't want to be like anyone else. I want to be a leader, not a follower. And that's what I'm trying to preach to other people, and I want them to do the same.
For sure, for sure. Do you put that in your music?
I got some of the songs like that, like Only Got a Minute. It's on YouTube or iClubHere.com, or you can even YouTube it. You know, I got two versions of it. I got myself, and I got my homie Young Calico on it, so you can check that out. There's a video for it too. It's really nice. Directed by my boy Trey. I think y'all had talked to him before.
Yeah, and yeah. We done talked to him before.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, man. We definitely rock with iClubHere.com big time,
yeah.
Man. You know what I'm saying? You know, he's going to be coming back through the highlighters real soon, man. I know they got some real big developments over that way.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, as far as your music, man, you know what I'm saying? Like, what type of producers are you working with currently?
Right now, like, my favorite right now is my homie MQ on the beat, man. Like, he's a young getting money, like, he's just on the rise, you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people around where I'm from, they have beats from him, and they rock it, you know what I'm saying? He everywhere right now. That's my favorite. And, and my boy Rio Beats. Like, these are my Brevard County beat makers, man. I really mess with them to the death, man. You know, I got Countdown on this R Star track. That song is a banger right there. This producer's from Orlando, Florida. You know, still in Florida. I try to keep it in Florida. Just a lot, man. It just really depends how I'm feeling or what the beat. You know, I'm really picky.
Exactly, and that's what I was, you know, wanting to ask you next is, you know, how do you select what your songs are going to be about?
Oh, man. It's just like when I turn the beat on, the beat give me a special feeling. You know, I can't explain it. You have to be an artist to understand it. You know, just like you a DJ, you hear it, you feel it, you hear two songs that can mix. Only you know that feeling. You know what I'm saying? So when the beat come on, it can be a slow beat. I'm like, I'm going to rap like this. Oh, I'm gonna do some little auto-tune stuff. You know, it really depends on the beat and the instrumentals. I love hearing like guitars and like live instruments, like stuff that's different. You know, that people are scared to rap on.
For sure. Hey, so hey, you take a chance on it.
Oh yeah, I take a chance. You know,
take a chance.
That's the only way to do it. You
that's
can't be scared.
Hey, you gotta have your own style. Can't sell yourself. Hey, you can't sell yourself. How you gonna sell yourself to? Sell yourself to your people. How you can sell yourself to the world for what? And that's real
exactly.
Talk.
Yeah, man, straight up, man. So as far as your music goes, man, you know, do you plan to remain an independent artist, or would you like to sign a deal, or how? You know, what are your views on that?
Well, when I first started, like any other artist. A rapper, they would be like, oh man, I want to sign to this. I want to be on 50 Cent label. That's how it was in the beginning. But like, as you in it and you grow, and day by day, it changes. You know, I rather the way the industry is right now, I want to be independent. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm rocking with a little team, and we're doing what we can do. And I just not trying to be no slave to the industry. You know, I don't want to do no 360 deals. I just want to be independent, get my own money, and share it the way I want to share it.
Straight up, man. Straight I feel up. That, man. Now, Cat Daddy, what kind of tracks are we rocking with from my man Joker King over there, man? Because I think we need to, you know, he got some good music, man. I think we need to let the world hear it and then come back and holler at him a little bit more, man.
Yeah, because we loaded over here with Joker King. We loaded with his music. Let me get that right.
All right, let's drop that. We about to play.
I'm about to get to you right now. I love all your shit, man.
All right. That's much respect right there, man, for real.
Yeah, my man got a ton of heat on deck, man. You know what I'm saying? Tell him about the one I'm feeling, Joker King.
Oh,
man.
Yeah. Oh, the one I was talking about, All-Star. You know, that's a nice song.
All right, I'm looking at it.
I wrote that song for the All-Star Weekend, you know, basketball, NBA stuff, but it didn't drop when it came out. It dropped like a month after, but for people who don't know, you know what I'm saying, that's a fact right there. That's that stuff that people don't know about that song.
Hey, okay, this that track, I win a championship to myself.
Win championship, we about to go to that All-Star right now. I'm looking at that. You spoke that all up. All right. You
hey.
Are.
Turn up.
Let's get it.
Baby, I'm an all-star. I'll be fucking like a porn star. Yeah. I'm ballin' all day like I'm in the all-star. Yeah, I go that hard cause I'm an all-star. I said, baby, I'm an all-star. I'll be fucking like a porn star. Yeah. I'm ballin' all day like I'm in the all-star. Yeah, I go that hard cause I'm an all-star. I'm fucking all day, nigga, I'm a porn star. Only married to my money, nigga, that's all. Running around getting to it till the lights off. How I'm getting it, and I ain't really getting it. That's what I'm sucking, niggas claiming that they ballin', nigga. Grinding every year, I should be a skater, nigga. Not a hater, nigga, I be motivated, nigga. Sleeping in the studio until I got a hit. Fucking up these beats, nigga, we ain't sell a bitch. Never, but you got me bent if you think it out of slip. Searching for my future through my dark tent. Yeah, whooping me in fast food, now I'm getting shrimp. But you getting better every time I'm getting rich. I'm an all-star, nigga, check the fine print. Think you doing better, nigga, come and show me
come
it.
And show me
I said, baby, I'm an all-star. I'll be fucking like a porn star. Yeah. I'm ballin' all day like I'm in the all-star. Yeah, I go that hard cause I'm an all-star. I said, baby, I'm an all-star. I'll be fucking like a porn star. Yeah. I'm ballin' all day like I'm in the all-star. Yeah, I go that hard cause I'm an all-star. I should be a chef by the way I handle cake. Way I'm doing it, I gotta wet it in the lake. Now friends wanna chase me on the interstate. So many bitches turn my tour into a lemonade. 9 years in strong, I ain't here to play. Tryna buy a bigger house than the one I'm in. With a lake and a pool plus a black bin. I don't know where you at, but I'm locked in. I'm tryna get a million right before the night ends. Motivation got my haters on their last limb. All I do is win like Steve Payne and them.
Ooh, we certified banger. And that, hey.
Yeah.
That, hey, that singing, that, you taking it back a little bit.
Oh, man.
That singing, hey, that singing in the beat, that taking it back a little bit.
Nah, you already know, baby, I'm an all-star.
Shout out to Countdown for that one, man. Without his banger, that wouldn't be a banger, you know?
You already know, man. Yeah, you definitely did your thing, man. So I know you said you did that for All-Star Weekend, man, but you know what I'm saying? So when you heard that track right there, what made you say, that's All-Star?
It was just like what I was going through around that time, you know what I'm saying? I felt good, you know, I was getting the shows, you know, I was like, I'm about to drop the mixtape, I love it, you know what I'm saying? Just getting more fan base, and like I said, man, it's that feeling you get when you hear a certain beat. You know?
Most definitely, man. So, with a name like Joker King, man, where did that originate from?
Man, like, for people who know me and hang out with me, I'm a funny guy. You know what I'm saying? I'll make you laugh. I'll make you cry. You know what I'm saying? So that's the Joker part. And then I'm always grinding and getting to, like, you know, the money and the important things to invest in myself. And that's the royalty part. So that's why the ending is Joker. I mean, King. You know what I'm saying?
For sure. Hey, and we got a whole lot of your fans on the phone. We about to go to the call lines real quick.
Oh, man.
We got a 321 number right here. All
right.
What it do? You on the phone with Joker King, Cat Daddy, and DJ Casper Banks.
Yo, what it do, Joker King?
Yo, what's going on, son?
What's up? Yo, man. Shout out to Underground Talk.
Yeah.
I got a quick question for Joker King, man. I've been listening to your music since, like you said, you know, seventh grade. I just got one question, man. Where do you see yourself in, like, 10 years?
10 years?
Yeah, bro.
Oh, man. I see myself, you know, changing the world. You know what I'm saying? Still rocking with these fools, man. No, still rocking with you because you supporting me by calling and just being the same dude as I always am.
True.
For sure, man. Appreciate you calling in, man.
We definitely appreciate that, man.
Yes,
hey, you know what I'm saying? Hey, your boy must have read my mind, man, because... You know what I'm saying? I wanted to know from you, myself, man, like, you know, as far as your music goes, man, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, when you make your music, who do you make your music for?
I make my music for my family, you know what I'm saying? Because they've been holding me down since day one. You know, they've been investing in me since before I could even invest in myself, you know what I'm saying? And everyone that supports me.
Exactly. So how would you describe your music to somebody who's never heard it?
It's just that, it's that party mix, mixed with that real stuff, mixed with that stuff you can relate to. You know, that good music.
For sure. Hey, good music. Hey, that's what it's about.
Yeah.
We got another, hey. Going back to the line one more time. We got another 3-2-1 call. He been waiting.
Oh.
He been waiting 27 minutes to holler at you.
Dang.
What it do? You guys on the air with Cat Daddy, DJ Castle Brains, and Joker. Okay.
What's good?
What's
good?
I'm chilling, man. This your boy B-Chan. What's happening?
Oh, B-Chan and the
Castle B.
You already know, hey. Man. Salute, BJ. Hey, man, it's always out of that. This can't stop, dude.
Yeah, you know, I definitely had to come and show some love, you know. I've been chilling laid back the past couple of weeks, but I've definitely been in tune the whole time. So, you know, I just had to come and make an appearance tonight. Definitely show love to my homie Joker King. He's definitely been putting in some work, so I had to come show some love.
For sure.
I already know.
But,
Chillin',
man. You already know, grind time. But, well, since we asked the questions, you know what? We're going to do it like this. Is there anybody in the industry that you would like to do a feature with or that you think you would make a good collab with? Who would you like to work with?
Oh, man. Okay, can I say two people?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I want to do something with Bobby V, you know, Bobby Valentino, you know, because I got to talk to the ladies. And he'd be talking to the ladies. And then.
Talk to the ladies.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And then, I, you know, get in my hip hop zone and I rock with Big Sean, man, you know. Because honestly, he made me. He does stuff like me, you know, it's crazy music, you know, but good music at the same time. And he just set a lane for people like us, you know?
Sure.
You already know, man. You know what I'm saying? Salute to Big Sean. Salute to Bobby V. Salute to my man, B-Chan.
Yeah.
Hey, we definitely appreciate you taking time to call in tonight, man, to support your boy, Joker King, man. That's love, man. As a matter of fact,
definitely.
This interview right here is sponsored through iClubHere.com. When you get a chance, check them out.
Yeah,
Check them out. Check them out.
Yeah. Salute. Hey. Most deaf, man. Yeah. Hey, we definitely appreciate you stopping through, B-Chan, man. Make sure you get at us, man. Come back through real soon.
Real soon. Hey, yo, Joe King, we got one more track over here for you, but before we get to it, man, go ahead and put that contact information in the ear one more time.
All right, if you want to reach me, Joker King, you need to holler at me on Twitter because that's where I'll be on all day, every day. It's Twitter.com/JokerKing, JOKAKING, no space in the middle. You can holler at me on my YouTube account, YouTube.com/JokerKingSD, or you can get at me on my other YouTube account, YouTube.com/NPR Joker, and hit me up on Facebook, man. I don't know my Facebook link. It's probably Joker King, but it looked crazy the other day, so just Google me on Facebook, and I'm there.
I love my boy, man. DJ Casper Banks, man. I'm going to plug you right in with my man, Joker King. Hey, y'all might, you just might catch my man, Joker King, on Music's Most Wanted Volume 3.
Oh, yeah, you... Hey, you already know, man. Don't give too much information.
Yeah, don't give him too much info.
I said just might. Hey, salute, Joker King, man. Look, man, we definitely appreciate you coming through, man. It's so much more than we want to ask you, man. But, hey, we run a long time, so what we going to do, we going to get you back real soon, man.
All right, most definitely, man. I'm going to be here all day, every day, 24 hours. When you need me.
All right.
We definitely appreciate you, man. Salute to you. Salute to Florida. Salute to New Jersey, man. All of y'all stand up. Let's get it, man. Salute to Mississippi, too, man.
Yeah.
You already know, fam. Hey, thanks for stopping through, man. We got you.
Hey, no problem, man. Y'all bless me, man. You know, it's so cool because, and it's so crazy because y'all are the first people that interviewed me in 2013. The whole day at work, I was like, okay, I'm about to get that interview in. Like I want to drop my mixtape with y'all. You feel me?
Okay.
How that sound?
That's come on with it.
Come on with it.
That's what I'm saying, man.
All right, salute.
Salute, my man.
Yeah.
Hey, Cat Daddy.
Yeah.
It's been a pleasure, man. Again, all the way around the world, man. I definitely got to shout out Mississippi, shout out to Florida, shout out to my man Legend, Straight Street ENT, shout out to the Joker King, man. Hey, my man got some heat, man. Shout out to North South Carolina, Cat Daddy, Underground Talk Radio. Salute to everybody, man. Get at your boy DJ Casper Binks, 24-hour service, 317-529-1309. Salute to Pinpoint Design, 317-294-1220. Make sure y'all get at us, man. We working. Salute. I'm out.
Salute. We riding out to this Joker King right now.
We in the club all night with the whole team. We celebrating like we taking home the trophy. Color bottles, couple models, yeah, we loafing. We going in full throttle, no joke, man. Popping bottles, but with a model. Popping bottles, but with a model. Popping bottles, but with a model. Popping bottles, but with a. Okay, I love popping bottles, but I do not love Moscato. I'd rather rose of your handy. Take some shots like a semi. If not, then I don't want any. Plenty girls up to Timmy. Bro, on me, leave me hickeys. Britney, Stacy, and Whitney, cause I'm a champion. I'll be the man of the year. Hand me my crown in my chair. People booing and hooing, but I ain't going nowhere. Keep that blood down. We can smoke loud over here. I got my hands in the air, bottles popping like flares. So many models back and forth, you think I'm wrong when you hear me and my team killing them.
all black affair. We got models and bottles, bottles and models and bottles. What the fuck you niggas doing if you ain't having fun? I swear it's popping like rifles, acting like your favorite idol. If you ain't no one, I know, go play catch where to go. While we standing with the hoes before we leave out the door. Hey, we in the club all night with the whole team. We celebrating like we taking home the trophy. Color bottles, couple models, yeah, we loafing. We going in full throttle, no joke, man. Popping bottles, but with a model. Popping bottles, but with a model. Popping bottles, but with a model. Popping bottles, but with a Vicky got a secret, the secrets that we beatin'. She's throwed off, I'm throwed off. Now we freakin' in the sheets, yeah, the weekends. Our sequence to keep it up, we creepin'. A man can't up, no, we keep it on the low, low. I never bring her home, yeah, we fuckin' in the club. DJ turn me up, I said we fuckin' in the club. Wait. Okay.
Count, go.
Yeah, I'm going in, and then we getting nasty. Taking off our clothes, yeah, we burning up that plastic. I'ma pass around, you know that she ain't classy. Girl, this ain't a dream, so drop it with a passion. Racks on racks on racks, I ain't talking about that cash, man. I'm talking about these chicks, keep on flexing with them tricks. Cause I'm something like a boss, and what you got is what we talk. Take it back to the lot, we don't know what you got. We in the club all night with the whole team. We celebrating like we taking home the trophy. Color bottles, couple models, yeah, we loafing. We going in full throttle, no joke, man. Popping bottles, but with a model. Popping bottles, but with a model. Popping bottles, but with a model. Popping bottles, but with a
That's White Certified Banger from the Joker King. Hey, appreciate you tuning in. It's your boy Cat Daddy Man. You can hear me on 336-926-6386. Larry.Marshall50@yahoo.com. Cat Daddy Marshall on Facebook. Cat Daddy Marshall on Marshall on Facebook. Cat Daddy Marshall on Twitter. Appreciate you tuning in. You already know what it is.